Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
We love the story of a comeback in sport. It's golden entertainment to see the fallen hero redeem themselves and be exalted and heralded once again. Think Tiger Woods at the 2019 Masters, as a broken man physically and emotionally returned to save a victory at the most famous of golf tournaments. Think of your own comeback story now. Now, maybe we love those stories of struggle and failure followed by exaltation because they mirror the story at the heart of a universe. Jesus made himself nothing, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross, before God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. Philippians 2, verses 6 to 9. Jesus went as low as he could go, condemned and cursed by the Father. He fell in the fullest sense. Remarkably, though, unlike stories of sporting redemption, Jesus' fall was planned and deliberate. He chose to die. In Philippians 2, verse 9, we're told it's because of Jesus' humility in dying that he is exalted. It is because of his obedience and his love that God honors him and restores him back to the highest place alongside his Father. And where is Jesus now? Well, from the lowest of low to the highest of high. Paul says, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus now rules and reigns in heaven, the comeback complete. Before Jesus ascended, Jesus said to his disciples, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Jesus' ascension, his place now in heaven, is the basis for our mission today. We go to our clubs and teams with the greatest news in the world, and we're called to share it. We call people to bow to Jesus and acknowledge him as Lord because he has been given all authority. Our motivation for evangelism is not just that people need saving, but that Jesus deserves to be honored. So today and in the coming weeks, as you go into the sport places God has placed you, you're calling on people to recognize that God has exalted Jesus to the highest place. You may stumble over your words, like I just did, and wish you said things differently, but be encouraged that you go with the authority of the one who has been given all authority. And be encouraged that because of your union with Christ, you also are secure and safe in your salvation. If you trusted in Christ, despite all those times you do mess up, there is a confidence in knowing you'll be raised to the place Jesus is. So this game day, go and speak with confidence of Jesus, the risen and exalted one, the ultimate comeback king. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you that now all authority in heaven and earth has been given to you. And so we can now go and speak of you with confidence. Help us today to speak boldly of you in our clubs and teams. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes now to pray by name for those in your club or team who don't yet know Jesus, that you'd have an opportunity to speak to him about him this game day. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.